And we have this excerpt.
Five Directions to My House.
What's that about?
When you get into a poetry mode, it's like you're kind of a little above the earth, like maybe half an inch off the earth. And, of course, if you really get out there, you're probably 5 feet above the ground. So that's where these poems kind of come from. So now that I'm looking at it, I go, well, geez, you know, what happened there? I like the notion of five. You know, I said five. Five directions to my house. Okay. Oh, it just came to me like half Mexican. Okay, five directions to my house. It's like a gift, you know. It's like a little tamale leaf falls from the sky. You catch it. You go, hey, where did I get this? So I said, okay, here it goes. And it's also like a challenge. You get an idea or a title for a poem or a song or a mural or a photograph or a jazz piece. You go, I like the title, but I don't have anything for it. Let me try something. So then you do it. So five directions to my house. So I created a number of directions. One, go back to the grain yellow hills where the broken speak of elegance. Two, walk up to the canvas door, the short bed stretched against the clouds. Three, beneath the earth, a gnat writes with the grace of a governor. Four, blow, blow, red-tailed hawk, your hidden sleeve, your desert secrets. Five, you are there almost, without a name, without a body. Go now. Six, I said five. Said five like a guitar says six.